Guys, are you ready to heat things up this Christmas? Go with a win-win this year. Something that'll make her feel hot and heat up your holiday too. How? Super warm, world-famous hoodie footy from our friends at Pajamagram. The hoodie footy is the ultimate solution to get her hot when she's freezing cold. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas. She's going to love it. Go to pajamagram.com today. Use code SAVE10 and you'll save $10 on adult-size hoodie footies when you use that promo code SAVE10. That's pajamagram.com, SAVE10. Tell them AJ Hoffman sent you.
After yesterday, when Steven Strasburg got 7 years and $245 million, you knew that Gerrit Cole was going to get more years than that. Sure. And you knew that Gerrit Cole was going to get a higher average term than that. Gerrit Cole ended up getting 2 more years. Gerrit Cole ended up getting $1 million more per year, and that ends up at 9 years and $324 million, by far the highest contract ever for a pitcher, and nearly the biggest contract in baseball history. And when the price was going way up, they knew that the Yankees, with a mandate and directive from Hal Steinbrenner to go get me Gerrit Cole, were not going to be denied.
Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Well, no real surprise there. We'll have to see what the Astros do in response. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. AJ Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart. Aaron Rabel, Sir Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Or you can send a message on the Blitz Facebook page. If Aaron likes it, he will read it. It's his chance to participate, so help him out. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. Or if you're so inclined, you want to watch us on Twitch, just go to ESPN975.com and click on Twitch. Or go to Twitch and click on ESPN975.com, and you can watch us. I don't know why you'd want to, unless maybe you want to scare the children in the car, but that's available to you. And we do things a little differently today. When you call, text, tweet, Twitch, whatever you do, put odds on it. What are the odds going to be a good show, Hoffman?
I mean, I'll go 68.
Oh, I'm going a lot higher than that.
Oh, is it? Yeah. I haven't really talked to you about your state of mind, so I wasn't sure. Well, I'm feeling good. I was questioning really your motivation today.
No, I'm good. Okay. I'm a little irritated.
Why?
Well, it's Idiot Driver Day, which, you know, is pretty much every day in Houston. But a woman, I was almost late because a woman backed into me in a parking lot. Mm. And
which ride?
The Camaro. And she hit the plastic, so it didn't do anything to it.
Okay.
So I just took one look, and I'm about to leave, and she's like, "You can't leave. This is your fault." And I'm like, "No, it's not my fault."
Were you parked?
No, I was driving. It's like a gas station. And I was driving, and she just backed right into me. And to be fair, there was a truck next to her, so she didn't see me. But it was her fault.
But she said it was your fault.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So what came of it? Were the police called?
No.
Were the authorities alerted?
No, I mean, I think she thought if she yelled at me enough that it would that I would agree that it was my fault and pay for the non-damage on her car.
Okay. Because
her car wasn't damaged either. I mean, she hit me going like 5 miles an hour. It wasn't anything. But
do you remember, like, God, this was a long time ago because I still lived on the west side. When I was in the pickup line at my kid's school, and the lady, it's bumper to bumper there. And when she put it in, or I guess she was putting it into park, it backed up enough and like bumped my bumper.
Yeah, I think I vaguely remember.
And
that.
She was like, I have to call my husband. And I took pictures of there was literally no damage. And she was like, "You were parked too close." And I was like, "Look at this. Everybody's parked close, lady. Everyone's like, we're herded in here like cattle."
Yeah, it's a school pickup line. What the hell?
Yeah. And she was like insistent that we call her husband. And
it ended up like when, like, eventually she, her husband told her, call the cops, call the cops. And the cops showed up and they were like, lady, I don't know what you want to do here. Like, this is...
Yeah, nice job wasting the cops' time.
Yeah, they're like, I don't know... Like,
who's they got nothing to do.
I don't know who's at fault here. And it really doesn't matter because there's no damage. And she's like, this is a new car. And he's like, I understand. I mean, it's just... People lose their mind over And listen, if there's damage, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. If
there's no damage, like, what's...
Well, if there were damage, it was still going to be on her.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, basically, there was a little blue streak on her bumper that I wiped off with a rag.
Okay.
Okay, that's fine. It's just like, this is your fault. This is your fault. Over and over.
Was the blue streak from your car?
Yeah, from her backing into my car.
Damn.
And
you had no damage, even though you lost some blue.
No, because she hit the plastic part, so it basically just bumped in, and then it just popped right back out.
Okay.
Like dislocating your shoulder. You know, you just pop it back in.
No big deal.
Yeah, it's just like that. So, you know, and she just wouldn't shut up. And I'm like, dude, I kind of need to get to work, and I don't really know what you want here, because there's no damage, and it was your fault anyway. And she kept going, and I at that point, I started thinking maybe I should just go full schizo here and start. Maybe you should talk to the lady. Maybe you should. No, I don't want to do that, man. I don't want to. No, you should talk to the lady. Thought that might scare her off, but she finally just calmed down, and I, you know, left her with a nice little two-word adios.
And you left?
Yeah.
Even though, was she insistent that you guys?
No, she finally gave up. I think she realized that
you were famous?
No, wasn't that. She know me from Adam. I'm not famous. Nobody knows me. But I think she realized that whatever it was she was trying to get, she wasn't going to get. I think she was trying to get me to give her money or something.
Oh. Or maybe she was trying to get you to make love.
No, that wasn't ever happening. Could have. As hideous as I am.
Could have happened.
It would not have.
Was she attractive?
No.
Well, listen.
No, not
ugly
at all.
Girls need it too, Fred.
Yeah, well.
This is a good chance as any for her to blackmail you into some sex.
Nope, not happening.
That would have been great.
Not happening. I would be spaghetti with that. Let me just tell you.
Okay.
A limp noodle.
Oh, I thought you meant uncooked spaghetti.
No, I mean like, you know how noodles are really.
Oh, okay. You
know, yeah. No, the spaghetti's cooked. Don't be doing that.
Okay.
Don't be taking it that direction.
You're saying it wouldn't be al dente.
I don't even know what that means. I just know that was mentioned on My Cousin Vinny. That's all I know about al dente.
I'll tell you who's got a little uncooked spaghetti going right now.
Who's that?
Yankee fan.
Yeah?
Yeah. I am maybe a little surprised at the total amount. You know,
I'm not. Remember, I told you what the Angels were going to pay him, so they had to go over that.
I guess so. I mean, I was expecting, like, the Strasburg deal seemed like, I would think 7 years is the longest anybody would give a pitcher anymore, or really anybody would give a player anymore. And Yankees are like, oh yeah, watch this, bro.
Hold my beer.
36 per year. That's a lot of dough. And that'll convince your wife quickly that she doesn't really need to live in California.
Yeah.
When my wife, we were talking about it last night, she was like, but doesn't his wife really want to live in California? I said, yeah. Now, imagine you really wanted to live in California, but I got offered, you know, $36 million a year to live in New York. Even if you didn't like New York, we could still afford to have an off-season home in California.
Where you have a pretty long off-season.
And you'd be all right.
Yeah.
And guess what the off-season for baseball is? All the months where it sucks living in New York. Like, it's a win-win. So, Gerrit Cole, congrats to him. I know Astros fan isn't thrilled about it, but...
But we've said
the Astros
all along they
were never paying that kind of money ever, 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 ever.
Nor should they, because they can't afford that mistake.
No.
The Yankees can afford to make a mistake like that if it doesn't work out.
They've done it before.
Yeah. And, you know, that's just one of the advantages of being the Yankees, is you can money whip things to death. And really, even, you know, the Angels have made mistakes like that too.
Yep.
But if you're the Astros, you can't. And the reality is, Yeah, and even like when Jerome was talking about yesterday, how they should have done everything they could to. There was no way he was ever coming back. I mean, the Yankees were always going to be able to do this. The Angels were always going to be able to do this. And if you're the Astros, you weren't going to be able to. It's just not, it's not realistic, and it's probably, it probably wouldn't be smart, because they're going to have to get rid of people as it is. And they've been pretty clear that they're not going to go too far into the luxury tax.
Yeah.
So, and that becomes, you know, that's one of the negatives to having a lot of good young players that have to get paid. You can't keep them all if you're going to do that. And realistically, the Dodgers and the Yankees and the Red Sox are the only ones who can do that and not care. And even the Red Sox are trying to trim now because they spent too much and it didn't work out. So, you know, you're not at that level from a money perspective, and that's just life, and that's just reality. Now, the bigger issue, if you're an Astros fan, is the whole American League just flipped today, because you were only, what, four games better than them last year, mm-hmm. six games in the series, and one of your top assets is now
on their team.
He's now removed from you and on their team. That's 20 wins that just walked out the door. And at least he's at least going to win 15 or so.
And they now have a rotation of Cole, Tanaka, Paxton, Severino, and then Hap or Montgomery or something.
Doesn't really
like
matter
that.
Who's
it doesn't
fifth.
Matter yeah. who it is.
Your top four is pretty good,
man. And obviously, one. I mean, with that group specifically, Tanaka, it, likely someone gets hurt at some point. But still, I mean, just a. They already have a great batting order, and now a great lineup, and now you're adding to this rotation. It's pretty scary. I'm a little surprised that, because this is really the first time the Yankees have done super big splash in about 5-6 years, because Jacoby Ellsbury burned them so badly.
Yeah,
that they've been gun shy, and he signed 7 years, 150 something million. And he hasn't even played the last two seasons. And they're saying he might not play this next. So, and he wasn't good when he was playing. Yeah. It could just be a total wash on that dude. It's hard to stomach moves like that. And the name that jumped to mind when I was thinking about when the Yankees went out on a limb and spent big money on a starting pitcher, the first guy that came to mind was Carl Pavano. You remember Carl Pavano, who, like, it was back in the early mid-2000s, had an awesome year with the Florida Marlins and was the top prize in free agency and signed with the Yankees. And he pitched like a dude named Carl for about the next 4 years. So it wasn't great.
Yeah. Well, they paid big money for A-Rod. It worked out for the most part.
Yeah. They traded for him, and then they re-signed their own guy. It's a little different when you re-sign your own guys. When you go out and you get an unknown commodity, it's
Stanton
scary
they
moment.
Traded for.
True.
And that was only last year, so I guess they're back to being the Yankees.
Maybe so.
All right, quick break. A lot more to get to. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about my good friends over at TGS Insurance Company. And I know nobody wants to talk about insurance. Well, let's just talk about saving money. How about that? And our guys over at TGS Insurance are ready to deliver you big savings on your home insurance, all without ever having to talk to an agent and deal with that hassle. Nobody wants to do that. So here's the deal. They've built a system where you can find out in 15 seconds what kind of offer they can make for you. Grab your phone, text the word money to 232323. They'll ask for your address. You reply back. Boom. Full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. And I'm talking legit savings. The average customer this year has saved over $870. And that could be you. You don't know what you're missing out on here, guys. Might as well check it out. No harm, no foul if you don't save any money. But some people are saving well into the multiples of thousands of dollars. You don't want to miss out on that. Guys, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote. Start saving big today with TGS Insurance.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Let's not fool around. He went there for $324 million. But I think once the money is on the table, the idea of pretty certainly chasing championships every year of a contract, which he could get with the Yankees and he could not be sure of with the Angels, was really attractive to him. And this is where the supplementary stuff beyond the money gets important, because I do think he grew up a Yankee fan. He grew up a big fan of Andy Pettit. And Andy Pettit was part of the Yankee contingent that met him. And from what I understand, he asked Pettit a ton of questions. And Pettit drilled home this idea of just how great it is to every year know you're going to pitch in October and gain the comfort of playing and pitching in that month.
And we're back on the Blitz. Who was that, Aaron? Some New York guy?
John Sherman?
Joel Sherman, Joel the Sherman. New York Post.
Ah.
Is that the failing New York Post? No, that's not the failing.
They're not failing. They failed.
Oh, are
they
failed?
It's the failed New York Post. Oh, it's the failing New York Times.
Failing New York Times. Man. Got it.
Brother Bear, what are the odds Yankees get a Pirates-type Cole instead of Astros Cole? Even that would be... I don't think they're going to get the guy we saw last year. I think that was a career year. But if he's constantly in the 280 to 3 range ERA-wise and winning 15, 16, 17 games and pitching well in the playoffs, he's worth it. He's worth it.
I'm with you.
And if he does that for 6 out of the 9 years, if you tell the Yankees they're going to get that right now, I think they're happy. Do I still think he'll be doing that when he's 40? Probably not.
Probably.
But, you know, it's what I always say. The price is the price. If you want a guy like that, that's what you're going to have to pay. That's the years you're going to have to pay. And, you know, does it make your team better? And absolutely. So, St. Patrick says, based on pitch count average, he'll make $9,200 per pitch.
It's pretty good. It's a good deal.
Yeah, yeah. Then somebody says, do you think trash can Bangate has or will affect Astros free agency? Is there any stigma? No, and I got to tell you, that story is, you know, I don't get into my East Coast media bias again, but almost nobody cares outside of New York about that story.
No.
They really don't. So, and then Lamont mentions not only were the Astros 4 games better, but the Yankees are riddled with injuries. Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt today Yankees are the better team going into the season.
Yeah.
On paper, period. And I haven't...
It's crazy to think. I mean...
Well, 2 days ago, the Astros were the favorite to win the AL. I bet you they're not
can't
anymore.
Can't be now.
And it was like they were plus 200 and the Yanks were plus 230. That's got to flip big time. So... And then the other thing running around is this rumor about Carlos Correa, that the Astros might be ready to move on from him.
Well, suddenly, listen, when a move like this happens, suddenly Astro fan, everybody's a GM.
Right.
Everybody wants to trade Zach Greinke. They want to trade Carlos Correa. They want to trade basically everyone. Oh, obviously Josh Reddick. And they want players that are going to get them back on that level. Back on the level of the Yankees now.
Yeah.
So it's begun.
Well, the bright side is, the report is that the team is actively looking at trading Correa. That's not just fans saying it. That was actually a report. So
I wouldn't blame them.
I'd be willing to do it if I could get something.
I mean, I like the guy. I think he's a weird dude. Like he's just an odd guy, but that doesn't mean that he can't play. I mean, the guy can obviously play when he's on the field.
He's Will Fuller in baseball.
That's the thing I was going to ask. If you could trade Will Fuller for a viable asset now, wouldn't you do it? Just because
I do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
But in this case, you know, I think you have to look at it because you're going to have some holes to fill. And it's really an easy fix. And you put Gurriel at third. Bregman is fine at shortstop. You can go find a Michael Brantley-type first baseman for a bargain. And not have to pay him much. And I don't think you're losing that much on offense. The pitching's a different animal, though. I mean, I don't know that there's anything close to what...
Or you play Kyle Tucker at first base.
Yeah.
Which has long been rumored to be a possibility.
I don't think Yordan can quite do it.
No. Don't give him a glove.
No. No. But yeah, I mean, that one you could fade. The question is, what do you get for him? And you're also going to have to pay Springer or him at some point. And I think I'd rather pay Springer, even though he's older.
Yeah, that's the concern, obviously, is that by the time Springer's money comes up, he's not a young guy. And obviously, you're not going to want to pay a guy like him for 7 years because...
No, but if you can get him for five at a big deal.
Yeah.
And then not have to pay Correa.
Because he'll be 31 by the time he's a free agent.
But I think he'll hold up pretty well. I mean, I think he can play till he's 35, 36, which is why I wouldn't mind giving... I mean, I'd be okay giving him 5 years. I wouldn't give him more than that.
Yeah.
But if it were up to me, nobody would ever get more than 5 years. Just like my marriage contract. They should always be 5 years.
He is coming off his best year. This is the first time he's been like I guess in 2017 he had a pretty great year, but this is, I mean, he
started off amazing.
Was close to 300, close to knocking in 100 runs, and he hit almost 39 home runs. So I mean, it was the biggest year of his career, but obviously if he wants to get cartoon money, he's gonna have to do it again next year. That's just the way it works. You got to do it in your last year.
Well, that's Gerrit Cole had a career year in his contract year, and that got him paid. And it helped that he was terrific in the playoffs as well. But, you know, if you're an Astros fan, the one encouraging thing I would tell you is, you know, they went out and traded for Gerrit Cole and turned him into this. They're pretty good at finding pitchers, and maybe they make a trade. Maybe they get somebody who's got that up arrow next to their name that they have under control for a couple of years. And, you know, but you kind of trust them because they've done a pretty good job of it. You know, however, if you're not going to be as good, your rotation, there's no way it's going to be as good next year. That's just that's a fact. That's life. And your hitting's probably not going to be as good because you can't cheat anymore. So there's that.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. But, you know, I think they'll still win the AL West, but I think they're kind of in danger of becoming the Indians. It's like, yeah, nice run. You're going to make the playoffs every year. Probably not getting any further than that. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And you know what you can do? Just go drown your sorrows in some Whitmire's if you're that sad about it. And they've got so many great products for you to choose from, including the new rye bourbon blend that you can get at pretty much every liquor store around the city. And it is fantastic. Travis and the gang put this together, and it's their new signature drink. Go pick it up. You will love it. They've also got the Space City Vodka. They've got all the other great stuff. Or go out to the distillery, and they've got a great bar out there now. I mean, it is first class, and they do a lot of mixed drinks there with all of their great products. You can also buy a bottle right there and take it home with you. You can tour the facility. That's always awesome. And the other cool thing that they're doing right now is you can do a barrel pick with a group. So maybe you last minute thought, hey man, I need to get something together for my company party. I waited too long. Well, give them a call. They might be able to get you in, and you can do a barrel pick with your group. They'll bottle it for you right there. They're at 16711 Hollister in Houston. Whitmire's.com. Check them out. You can book everything on the website. Whitmire's is Houston's first distillery. They're Houston's best distillery. Whitmire's.com.
That. To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. What are the odds? Wednesday. And so if they were to move Correa, what do you think they'd get? I mean, is there still a big market for him? He is young. There's still upside there.
Definitely upside.
When he's at his best, he's pretty good. It's just rare.
You wouldn't get what you would have gotten for him 3-4 years ago, certainly.
Yeah.
When he was considered, you know, the next big thing. Now he's a good player. I don't know if he's the next big thing. I don't know what you could expect to get back reasonably. My guess is you probably get a guy who is... You either get a young prospect back who's probably not as promising. That's what you would get from a good team. If it's a bad team, you probably get back a veteran who you think can help you win now that's probably got a big price tag on him.
Knowing their MO, if they were to move him, I bet it would be for 2 or 3 high-level prospects. One pitching prospect, which would never pan out because the Astros, for some reason, can't make pitching prospects work. And then some other position player.
I mean, I'm sure that's what they would love to get.
Well, I mean, I think they could. I think it depends on the team. You know, and somebody is desperate for a guy who they think could be a superstar. You know, there's teams out there that will give it up.
Yeah.
I mean, if the Padres hadn't already gone out and got a shortstop, I think they would have been a perfect team to go after and fleece.
A couple of people pointing out that the Yankees already released Ellsbury, which is, I mean, they had to eat that money. That's crazy. Mm. What a bust. Yeah.
And everybody's saying that they should trade Reddick. Good luck with that. No, nobody's going to take on that contract. I mean,
that's the problem.
He has zero value. If you could get rid of him, you would not get anything for him.
Yeah. It would be just a salary dump.
Yeah. So. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Same person. They're not going to sign Anthony Rendon, okay? They're not taking on big contracts, okay? Let's stop with all that and just realize that this team is not going to be.
If that was his team, you would have seen them make a push for Gerrit Cole.
Yeah, yeah. That's not what they are. So stop. You know, it's not going to happen. They're not going out and signing somebody for a bunch of money. I think Rendon's going to wind up with the Dodgers, and it's going to be Dodgers and Yankees for the next 5 years.
Ugh.
So, all right, 713-780-3776. And you know what, though? It's been a nice run. You've had a nice run. You still got a couple of years of competitiveness left.
I think so.
And you can always get hot at the right
still,
time.
I know everybody's down on Zach Greinke. Greinke as your number two starter is still a pretty formidable thing.
Yeah, and I think when you get a chance to see him for a whole year, I think people appreciate him a little more.
I do too. And he's an odd bird, but the guy can throw. I think people are overly hard on that guy because he's not Justin Verlander or Gerrit Cole.
Yeah. So
like there's just 100 of those guys around the league.
Yeah, no, yeah. No. I mean, you've had the two best pitchers in the American League on your staff last year.
People don't get it.
And Greinke's numbers over the full season were right there with him. So let's.
That's like being a. Tom Glavine. Tom Glavine sucks. He's no Greg Maddux or John Smoltz. I'll tell you that. He just sucks. We should trade him. Like, that's ridiculous. You know, Zach Greinke is. A Hall of Famer.
My favorite dumb thing.
And he's still pitching well.
My favorite dumb thing that I heard is, oh, well, let's trade Greinke. That way we have enough money to sign Gerrit Cole.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Good luck with that because let's say you had traded him and then he did what he was going to do all along, which was not come back. Now you don't have either one.
Yep.
But, oh, well. So, I do think that, they're going to be fine at the top of the rotation. They're going to need another one. There's no question. And maybe it's Lance McCullers. Maybe Forrest Whitley finally shows up. Although, at some point, when do we give up on that one? Because
I'm not counting on it.
Yeah.
Honestly, I mean, if you're looking to trade people, maybe trade that guy.
But again,
before the shine falls off.
Hasn't it already? I kind of feel like if you deal him now, then you're not going to get what you would have been able to get for him a couple years ago or when he was considered the top pitching prospect in baseball. So you might as well ride it out.
He's still close to that, isn't he?
I don't know. I mean, at some point, as a prospect, don't you have to perform?
Well, listen, my thought on this is the same as it always is. I would rather have a prospect. A prospect is more valuable to me before he gets to the big leagues and fails.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I know that's sort of a pessimistic way to look at things. But once a guy gets to the big leagues and shows that he isn't ready, that's when suddenly his value is not near what it was. And I think that the guy you can look at most directly with that is Derek Fisher, who, you remember Derek Fisher, everyone was convinced Derek Fisher is like this ultra mega super prospect. And then he gets to the big leagues and basically everyone finds out that he just can't play. And now his value becomes zero and he's involved in a trade for Aaron Sanchez. You know, it's just that's the worst thing that can happen to a prospect. So to me, if the Astros think that Forrest Whitley isn't a top tier guy, they better trade him and act like he's a top tier guy before they show everyone that he's not. Because that's the worst thing you can do.
At this point, I think they've already kind of shown it. He's just a guy who throws hard.
Because how old is he now?
He's still
22.
I don't know if he's that old. No, I think he's still younger than that.
Because Tucker's 22.
Yeah.
I think they believe Kyle Tucker can play.
Whitley's 22.
Okay. Well, that's getting up there, frankly.
I kind of think Tucker can play. I don't think Kyle Tucker's ever going to be what people...
He's never going to be Ted Williams.
He's not going to be
Ted Williams. Whoever put that on him, Shane Bell.
But I think he'll be a decent player. So I don't know that they would want to move him. But Whitley, I've got no idea. And I know just because he's the top pitching prospect in your organization doesn't mean that he's a frontline guy. And if everybody still believes he's a frontline guy, I say trade him like he's a frontline guy.
Anthony on the Twitch said, saw on MLB Network from Rosenthal that a possible trade would be Reddick and Correa for Luis Castillo from Cincinnati. That way you get Reddick off your books. That's a guy that could certainly turn into a really good pitcher. I mean, he's already pretty good and he's young. Seems like the kind of guy they'd be interested in.
Yeah. That to me, that's a weird thing because I don't know if the Reds are the kind of organization that's getting rid of guys like that. You know? Because what's his contract situation?
Oh, I'm sure he's under team control for a while.
He is. Oh yeah, he's not an unrestricted free agent until 2024, and he's going to make $583,000 next year. The Reds aren't trading a guy like that until the year before he's due to be a free agent. That's hard to believe for me.
Yeah, I don't know which side that's coming from, but seems to me that wouldn't make a ton of sense for the Reds.
The Reds are trying to be frugal. They're not gonna send out a guy that they've got under team control for the next 4 years for a guy who's about to get a mega payday. That's not the Reds style.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And what are the odds Mariznick has a career year right after we trade him? Wouldn't take much to have a career year for Mariznick. But again, that one, that made sense.
So this is CBS's top 50 prospects for 2020. This is a dude named RJ Anderson, and this article was written November 14th. So just less than a month ago.
Okay.
And they have Forrest Whitley as the 34th rated prospect in baseball.
Wasn't he top five last year?
I think he was.
Yeah.
So. But if you think that's it, then don't you? I mean, I don't know. I guess it depends. If you really think he's last year was just a down year, okay. But it says Forrest Whitley had one of the most disappointing seasons in minors. He entered the year in the running as the best pitching prospect in baseball, one who seemed destined to make his big league debut before the summer faded to fall. ended it with a 7.99 ERA in 59 innings over various levels. When he's right, he looks like a front-of-the-rotation starter thanks to his size and arsenal. He didn't look right throughout the year, however, and he battled his mechanics to the tune of walking nearly 7 batters per 9 innings. Oof. That is, as the kids say, not great. Progress isn't always linear, and indeed sometimes it's beneficial for the player to experience some adversity, the on-the-field struggling type, that is, before they reach the show. Whitley pitched better in the Arizona Fall League, so keep an eye on whether he can get back on track in 2020. If not, he's going to slide down the list quickly.
So he's Mitch Trubisky. He looks the part, but...
Possibly.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Oof. All right. Hey, guys, I have to tell you about Harry's Razors. And if you're looking for a great gift for the man in your life, doesn't matter if it's your husband, your brother, your dad, your grandpa, you want to get him something cool, something useful, thoughtful, practical, Harry's has you covered. And you can get $5 off any Harry's shave set by using code FAOUR at harrys.com. Free shipping ends on December 16th, so you need to act now. You got 5 days to get free shipping to get something just in time for Christmas. And the great thing is, their holiday set started just $20, well within the Secret Santa limits, and it's in a great box. You don't have to wrap it. It looks wonderful. It really makes it look like you put a lot of thought and effort into it. As a special offer for fans of the show, we partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off any shave set, including their limited edition holiday sets, when you enter code FAOUR at harrys.com, plus you'll get free shipping. Each Harry's shaving set comes with a weighted handle, with option to engrave, 5-blade razor cartridges, foaming shave gel for a rich lather, travel cover to protect your blades, packaged in a handsome holiday gift box. Free shipping ends on December 16th, so act now. Just use code FAOUR at harrys.com. That's FAOUR. Sometimes I don't.
The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776. So another night of late hits tonight. So you can tune in and catch Patrick Creighton and Jason Braddock. And they've got their big party coming up Saturday at the benefits of Shriner Children's Hospital. It's at Texas Card House in Spring. If you want tickets, tune into the show tonight. They're giving a bunch away. So sounds like it's going to be a really good time.
And you do have to have a ticket to go.
Yeah. So... make sure you tune in tonight for your chance to get it, to go and have a really good time. JOff 288. At a time like this, I hear AJ's rant dealing with not trading prospects for proven players in my head. I could recite it. Starts with, "Hey, dummies, they are prospects."
Well, nobody wants to listen to me. Because every once in a while, a guy like Alex Bregman actually turns into a player, and it gets people so excited that he's the one, that not everybody's Alex Bregman.
Hey, remember I told you my column today was going to be Bill O'Brien's worst 5 losses?
I do remember.
And remember I tell you how hard it was to cut it down to 5?
Yes.
I actually had 11 that I cut down to 5.
Damn. Okay.
So here's the 5 that I did. And if you want more details on them, you can go to sportsmap.com, which is the fastest growing website on the planet. But number 5 from this year, Ravens 41, Texans 7.
Okay.
That was, and you know, I'm willing to forgive that one a little bit because the Ravens are so good.
Yeah. That's but
we also said it.
I'm guessing you weighted these things like based on how good the opponent was. Like you took everything into
account.
There's
only 2 where they lost to good opponents.
Okay.
On the list. And this is one of them. And then, of course, they bounced back and beat the Colts. Number 4 was the Falcons 48, Texans 21 game in 2015.
Another a good team, the Falcons.
Yeah. But no, they were. 2015, were they that good? I mean, I think they were kind of like the Texans. I think they were like 9-7, if I'm not mistaken. They were down 28-0 and 42-0.
Oh, yeah, nothing. You're right. They were 8-8 that year.
Yeah, so. They were down 42-0 at one point in that game. So you look at the final score, it's like, 48-21. No, it was 42-0.
Mm.
And it was one of those stat padding games that Brian's teams are famous for, except for in the Ravens game. Didn't pad their stats in that one.
I will say this. The Falcons were 3-0 at the time. They ended up being 5-0. They were 6-1, and then they melted. So at the time, it felt like they lost to a good team.
But 42-0 is 42-0.
Yes. You're right.
It doesn't matter. It could have been the Patriots the year they were 18-0, and 42-0 is not acceptable.
This is fair.
Number three, also from 2015. So, you know, I guess if you have two of these in a year, it's not a good season. But because they got two of them this year. Dolphins 44, Texans 26. This one was, they were down 41-0 at one point. And that was the game that Lamar Miller went off so big that he got a contract from the Texans. And the worst part was getting Arian Foster hurt in a game they had no chance.
It's funny because when you talk about 2015 and you start thinking about, you know, the kind of games that they lost that year, you would just instantly assume that must be one of the random years that they go 2-14 or something, but it wasn't. They made the playoffs year.
And after that game, they beat the Titans and then reeled off four straight wins.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they have bounced back from these before. That's why I'm not totally willing to write them off, but boy, I have no faith. And number two was this week's game. I think that's the second.
Well, I know what number one has to be then.
Yeah, well, that's the other good team. That was the playoff game.
At the end of the 2015 season, right?
Yeah, January 9th, 2016, Chiefs 30, Texans nothing. Another game where they didn't pad stats at the end.
That's the Brian Hoyer episode.
Brian Hoyer with four picks, and of course the J.J. Watt Wildcat run. I mean, there was just so much wrong with that game. So, and there's details on all of them. If you want to go check out the story, please do, because I put a lot of effort into it. Was after reading your list, I feel like 2015 was the year we should have fired Bob. Yeah, except they did make the playoffs.
Yeah.
And that, in all fairness, in almost every case, the only one that they didn't bounce right back and win was that Falcons game. They lost 27-20 against the Colts. So they did, every other game, they bounced back with a win. So there's that. And no, they're never going to fire O'Brien. Ryan says telling diehards to trade prospects is just like telling someone at blackjack how to properly play. As soon as you do listen, they bust and say some dumb bleep like, that's why I don't hit a 14 against a king.
Yeah,
well, that's, yeah, it goes back. It's not just so much prospects, it's always, these are our guys, so we love them more. That means they're more valuable than what they really are, right? And fans of a team, that's always gonna, and now it doesn't work with everybody because you're going to have one or two players you hate. That, you know, and you think about it, every year there's the sacrificial lamb. Like earlier this year, it was Tyler White. Everybody hated Tyler White. They wanted Tyler White out of there.
Yep.
You know, the Texans, it was Aaron Colvin at the start of the season. Oh, Aaron Colvin's the worst. And he was. And some of it's deserved. But they'll eat their own when it comes to somebody who becomes the team goat. But boy, everybody else, oh no, I would never trade this guy for that guy. Right. He's the best player. So that's just fandom. So, and that's the home loss to Minnesota and Christian Ponder with a chance to clutch home field advantage. That was one of the last cuts.
It's a good one too.
It is a good one. And believe me, narrowing it to five wasn't easy. Hell, you could have taken last year's Colts playoff game.
Yeah.
Because even though it was only 21-7.
It was way worse than that.
It was considerably worse than that.
That was one of the, that was about as non-competitive as the Broncos game.
Yeah. Yeah. Just the only difference was they weren't scoring on every single possession like they were.
They could have, but they just kept running the ball. The Colts didn't care. They knew they were going to win.
Yeah. And they knew that the Texans weren't coming back. So, we've been talking about these college football hires. Larry Brown did the best five hires so far in college football. I want you to tell me whether you agree or disagree. Number five, they've got Jeff Scott with South Florida. I don't know, the last co-offensive coordinator from Clemson who got a head coaching job. What was his name? Chad Morris? Was that who it was?
Yeah. it's funny. Normally, I like guys who have worked with other good coaches. This is a situation where it may just be that Dabo Swinney's the great coach.
Yeah, and the other guys are.
And I don't. If I can't have Dabo Swinney, then I don't want any of those guys. That said, there's guys. I mean, you think about Brent Venables, who's on that staff, and
he's been a good DC in a lot of places. Yeah, though. I think that's a little different.
He's a legit dude because he was a legit guy at Oklahoma. Yeah. He's a legit guy now. He also seems to have, I guess, no interest in being a head coach, or he would be one by now.
I think he's hurt by the fact that most schools hire offensive coaches. Yeah, they're all looking for the next big thing on offense rather than in the NFL. It's pretty balanced, but everybody wants that exciting offense, and I think that it's harder for good DCs to get jobs.
I mean, if Dave Aranda is going to get a coaching job based on a couple years, like based on this year specifically,
but is he?
I've heard that he's going to get that UNLV job, which I don't necessarily think is a great prize, but.
Mm-hmm. Number four is Eli Drinkwitz, which I know you like.
I do like him. I think for Missouri, it's kind of the right kind of hire. You're taking a guy who's got a lot of potential that you're hoping is going to hit. It's not a slam dunk by any means, but when you're at Missouri, that's the kind of guys that you want to go with, because you're not, the expectations at Missouri are different than they are at places like Florida State.
Where, speaking of which, Mike Norvell, number three.
I'm so torn on Mike Norvell because I like Mike Norvell. I think he's a good coach, and he did a good job at Memphis. I just felt like Florida State was a bigger job. Maybe it's not. And I hope Mike Norvell succeeds at Memphis. I'm just not sure if he
apparently
will.
UNLV hired a coach today. And it
oh, did they? Randy okay. Yet. Well, there so, you go.
I like him, too. I just don't know if Florida State is ever going to get back to being Florida State. They've got a lot missing there right now, and he's going to have to recruit really well. So whether or not it's a great fit, that's my concern. I think the guy can coach, though. Lane Kiffin, number two. I love the hire. I just think it'll be fun. I don't know if he's going to be successful.
Yeah. I think Lane, because he's he's a douchebag, and B, he's just not a likable guy.
Yeah.
Sometimes that covers up the fact that he's done a pretty good job as a head coach. And when you think about what he did at USC, if you compare what he did at USC to Pete Carroll, it's not great. If you compare what he did at USC to the rest of the coaches at USC in the last 25 years, maybe he's not that bad. And he's done a really good job at Florida Atlantic, with the exception of last year, which I don't really know what happened last year. They were just a mess. And yeah. I can't really explain it. But I actually think Lane can coach. I think that USC might have been too big of a job for him. And there was a lot of heat on him because of the way he left Tennessee. But I think the guy can coach. I think it's a solid hire for Ole Miss.
I agree.
They have to take a big swing.
Yeah, yeah, and it sounds like he's going to bring Kendall Briles in as OC. So, I mean, as much as I find him repulsive,
they're going to be the most unlikable coaching staff in the country.
And that's okay, but I bet you they have some success. And then number one, they have Greg Schiano, which I don't know that I agree with that as number one. It's not like he's going back to the Rutgers that he built, because that was in the Big East. It's a hell of a lot easier to build a competitive team there. And it's been a while since he's had a head coaching job. So
a long while. Like almost, it's been almost 10 years. And, he did turn Rutgers around. He turned it into a program, which kudos, but you're right. It's a different Rutgers now, and it's a different world in the ACC. And this is a dude who's just
Big Ten.
The Big Ten. But this is a dude who's just been sitting around now for a while. And, I mean, do you ever lose it at some point? I mean, I guess.
Yeah, you do.
He went to the NFL and he didn't have much success there. I think it's a... you know what? For Rutgers, it's probably a good hire because maybe there's it gets some buzz with the program in the area, but
I think it has a chance to not be very successful. Having said that, Rutgers is a mess.
Yeah, so like, how bad can it really get?
If you can get them to 6-6 and make a bowl game, I think that would be success.
That's a win, yeah. Certainly. But he's one of those guys who's always been a great recruiter, and that's one of the things that he's been doing when he was with Ohio State was – I guess he was DC for a while for Urban Meyer, but I think what his main job was to recruit guys, and he was a great recruiter. And you know, I guess maybe he gets some credit for the defense at Ohio State, but what I think mostly what he was thought of there was a recruiter. So,
and, Oregon's OC Marcus Arroyo got the OB job. So,
good luck with that. All right, I'm going to tell you about Anna, who back in May was working at Walmart, and she heard an ad on the radio that changed her life forever. No IT experience at all. She enrolled at My Computer Career after hearing that ad. And 4 months later, she started her IT career, and guess what? Now she got hired by another My Computer Career graduate. How about that? Guys, go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take that next step towards your future. Take the free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Even with no computer experience or training, they don't care. Helping people start a career in IT is what they do. You'll attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you're going to get everything you need. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes are starting up soon. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Sam Windsor with the Houston Sabercats here. Even when I'm down under, I'm listening to ESPN 97.5 on the app. You can stream the boys from anywhere. Mate,